You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
So, in the last week, if you cleaned up your room and took out the papers and the trash, they would just, you know, sit there. But overnight, our long national nightmare is over. The city of Philadelphia has reached an agreement with those that pick up the trash.
Thank God.
And we have, as they say, when Reagan and Gorbachev used to meet, we have an accord.
Thank goodness.
Accord is such a big word.
Oh, yeah. It's like only like countries meet together for accords.
It's bigger than a deal.
Yeah.
But they did reach a deal last night. What was it, like 3:30 a.m., something like that?
I saw it at 3:55. It had been out for about 20
minutes. That's some late night negotiating.
I know, not messing around.
My mom had texted me yesterday. She lives in Ohio with my sister, and she goes, "I just heard about the trash strike." She goes, "I remember the one in 77. She goes, "It was bad."
Wow, really?
Yeah, it was real bad.
How about that?
Will say, I think we can all agree, the true national nightmare, we don't have to hear any from Deptford call about it anymore.
Yeah.
I think we can all agree on that.
That's true.
He's from Deptford. Why does he care?
That's all he calls for. That's like his number one thing.
So the big nightmare is going to be if Fritz loses, which I hope he does. We'll see. I don't know if he will or not, but Fritz certainly could lose, and if he does, that's going to be a problem for him. He talked yesterday, sort of with his final thoughts before this thing gets going. He does sound very confident. Let's listen to Jack yesterday. Sounds like a confident Jackie Fritz.
So I'm trying not to get ahead of myself because I think I was overconfident heading into golf. I've been humbled, which is great. I think humbling is part of growth. And I think what happened on the golf course was just a bad day. But tomorrow is something I've done my entire life. And something at one point back in 2012, I was one of the best in the local area. And after I threw on Saturday, and I woke up today feeling pretty good. Yesterday was a little nerve-wracking because I thought my shoulder was going to fall off. But
we
woke
up
good today. And after I threw on Saturday, I really did remind myself, you still got it, big
boy. Yes.
You still got a little bit left in the tank. So I'm going to leave it all out on the field tomorrow. This is my sport.
Yeah, Fritchie.
And it's going to be a bad day to be Joe DeCamera.
Yeah!
Okay. All right.
Oh, that's confidence.
No, that was. And he has done it his whole life. It is the one thing that he has done it in real pressure situations before.
Well, so he should be confident. I will say this will be the most pressure I think he's ever faced on a mound.
I agree with that.
I agree. Bloomsburg, what, seven people were watching him play? Wow. Well, I mean, you got to remember, it was D1. Let's welcome in a man who didn't have to play D1 because from high school baseball in the area with Malvern Prep, he was the second overall pick in the draft, straight to the pros, minor leagues, and then major league. And we love having Ben Davis
here. Ben Davis in the studio is brought to you by CJ's Tire and Auto, 18 convenient locations. We keep things moving. CJTire.com.
Big day, Ben. How are you, pal?
Top of the morning to you.
And hopefully the afternoon to me. But we'll see. Probably Fritz. I mean, he certainly has the edge. We'll do a lot on that and also the fills. So let's start fills, man. Well, and by the way, for those just waking up, let's listen again because it was a ridiculous way to end a game.
Do I have to play this again? Okay.
I mean, people are waking up and don't know what happened. If you don't know what happened, Phil's lost last night late. They're up by two in the ninth inning. They're up 3-1. Romano's getting the ninth inning after pitching five pitches in the eighth inning. Could have gone to Kirkering. Rob Thompson saved them. And with two on and one out, the unthinkable happened.
Swung on, hit deep, right field, into the gap goes Castellanos at the wall. It's off the wall. It's in play. It bounds way back into center. Two runs are going to score. Bailey's coming around third. He is going to score standing up on a walk-off inside the park home run.
I know there's people listening right now that didn't know that result. And they're like, wait a minute. Macman, they're like, wait a minute. Did my team really lose on an inside-the-park home run?
Oh, yeah. If you slept through it, sorry to say, the video is out there. Inside the for the Major League Baseball, first time in 9 years. For the Phillies, first time in almost 80 years that they were beaten by a walk-off home run.
Crazy. Ben, it's a nutso way to lose a game, man.
I mean, you see it every day. I'm sitting there watching it last night. I'm like, there's just no way. Especially that guy, Bailey. I mean,
yeah, but it wasn't even close.
I mean,
once the ball ricocheted the way it did with where Marsh was and where Casty was, at that point they had no shot.
Now, he could have walked home.
Yeah.
And he's slow, by the way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he admired it because he thought it was a regular home run.
Yeah.
Not for that long, though. He admired it for a second, then he got moving.
So, Ben, the big thing, at least early in our program, has been focused on the ninth inning and who should have pitched.
Right.
So let's just go inside that. So Taiwan only goes four innings because he's not stretched out. Pitched fine.
Mm-hmm.
Pitched well, but you know, can only give you four because he's been in the bullpen for the last month. So Abel was shipped down. Painter hasn't been ready. Taiwan gives you four. You're going through all these, I'll call them random relievers, except for Strom, who gets used in the seventh. You go to Romano in the eighth for two outs, which was done in five pitches. Who would you in the moment have gone to, Romano or Kirkering, for a back-to-back day?
Well, Kirkering obviously wasn't available. That's what Topper said after the game.
What he said on Monday.
Correct.
But
here's where, and I've been telling Joe I wanted to get this point in for close to an hour now. There are a lot of times when you leave plans in place and they're changed and it's out of your hands.
Totally.
If Kirkering, they go to him and say, you got an inning in you, and he says no, then the fact that he said the day before, well, we pulled him at 25 pitches because we wanted to make him available the next day.
I want to know why he wasn't available.
Well, then you got to ask Kirkering, not Thompson. That's on Kirkering.
By the way, it's also possible that Rob Thompson was putting something out there in the world to have the other team think he could strategize that way, but he knew he wasn't going to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, Ben, that happens.
And Topper's very good at that.
And that happens frequently.
It happens every day.
So, Ben.
It happens every day.
So, I got nothing negative on Topper on this one. To me, it's much more of a Dombrowski doesn't give him good options issues. If Romano can get two outs and five pitches in the eighth, I like to think, now I know he's not great. No one's saying he's Tug McGraw, Brad Lidge. But if he can get two outs and five pitches in the eighth, I've got no problem bringing him back on the ninth. That's not on Rob Thompson.
I agree. I think this is 100% on the player. And I don't like to point blame, but Romano was very...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
He was very upstanding after the game last night. He took the blame, and he just didn't get the job done. That's not, I don't think Topper really had any other options. If he said Kirkering was down, then he was down. We don't know why. I would say maybe he was a little sore. Maybe that was the issue. That's the only thing I can actually think of is Kirkering said, you know what, I can't answer the bell right now.
And that's
not on Thompson.
Because, by the way, Ben, just help us understand this. The manager will check in with the player, maybe through the pitching coach,
yeah,
on a daily basis of who's up and who's down, right?
Correct. And maybe it was one thing where he got loose that day and he went out and played catch and did all his things and said, you know what, I'm good. And then he gets up in the bullpen and says, I'm not good. Maybe something happened from that time frame. And he said, you know what, I can't go.
I remember hearing Ray Diddy say one time he would see Dallas, or maybe he heard the story of Dallas Green and Tug McGraw back in the day where, now Tugger could pitch many, many, many days, but obviously he's not going to pitch every day. And Tugger would give him a thumbs up or thumbs down when they saw each other at a certain point in the day. Thumbs up, I can go. Thumbs down, no. Yeah. Like, not unless it's like the 13th inning and like someone's got to get out there.
Right.
All right, let's go to the phones. Anthony right now in New Jersey. Anthony, good morning.
Hey, good morning, you guys. How you guys doing?
Good, buddy. Good.
Hey, man, yesterday, man, me and Spike had a little back and forth, man. Spike throw rocks and hot his hand, man. Hey, Joe, I need you to go out there and handle business today.
Well, I'm certainly giving my very best, Anthony.
Did they treat you right, Anthony? This sounds like this was a bad experience.
I heard this happen live, and I will say Anthony might be underselling it. It was
so what happened?
Quite an honor.
What happened?
Okay.
Oh.
What happened was, Seltzer, you know, I've been on their show Thursday, or maybe Wednesday, whenever it was. I called again Thursday, Friday, Monday, and yesterday. Every time I called, I make sure I call 1:55 or 10 minutes before, around the show start. I know around that time, you guaranteed to get some airtime. I don't care what Spike talking about or what he say. Now, throughout the shows, he make fun. Like, yeah, we got Anthony from New Jersey on hold. Let's see how long he stay on hold. They've been avoiding me. Now, I think that's very weak and coward because this whole thing is fun back and forth. Nobody's serious. Everybody, you know, laugh, jokes, whatever.
Yeah, it's not the Civil War, you know? Like, it's a little...
Tell Spike. Right. Tell Spike. Right. I'm just saying. So tell Spike, man. Right. He doesn't know.
So now I'm like, Joe doesn't hide from anybody. If you call, whether you pro Spike, whether you pro Jack, whether you pro... whatever, whether you talk about Jalen, whatever, you stand on what you say, and that's it. You
don't care
whose side you're on, who not on your side. And you welcome them, and you face it like a man, and you take it. I call the afternoon show. I can't get on no more. What didn't you want me on out of all people? This is great publicity for what's going on. You have me on. I talk my trash. No disrespect. I just talk my trash like I've been doing.
Look, Anthony, I think you bring up a lot of good points.
I think what he's saying is the afternoon show's soft. That's the takeaway.
Where do you think Jack gets it from?
Real soft.
And it
would be great. Just have me on a show, whatever, I talk my trash. And let's say he beats you. That's great. Oh, I got the Anthony and I got the Hammer. They talking trash, but I just beat him. Whatever. We take it.
Well, here's what I'll say. And I, you know, I appreciate the support. I would say they're not keeping the main thing the main thing. The main thing is that Jack's got to win, and I think they're playing a lot of games around a lot of other things, trying to distract and misdirection and all this. And look, they're trying to punk you. Look, stand tall, be proud, and be you, man. That's all you got to do in life, Anthony, is be you.
Of course. They try to paint the narrative, oh, I don't like waiting, I don't like being on hold. If I call 155,
yeah, if you get through, you should get on their show in the first hour if you call at that time. All right, Anthony, I need an answer from you, and I'm going to see you today. It's going to be a showdown. Give me a fictional showdown. You can win the prize.
Hey, Joe, I've been telling you all week, man. I ain't going to lie to you. The hell with that, man. Joe, go out here and get this win, Joe.
I appreciate
Joe,
it.
Joe, for me, Joe.
Anthony, I appreciate you, bud. I got you.
I'm on my way right now.
Good man.
You're not messing around.
I called out of work, Joe. I'm here, Joe. I'm on my way.
Love you,
right
Anthony.
Now.
I love you. Thank you, buddy. I'll see you today. I'll see Anthony in a couple hours.
You're so lucky to have Anthony.
All right, up ahead.
I love you.
I do. I do love him. All right, more of what Fritz said yesterday, including a surprise that happened during their program yesterday. Also, the umpire weighed in. We'll get to AMA. That's up ahead next. More on the Phillies loss last night, what Rob Thompson said after the game about the decision to not go to Kirk Green. That and more. Phone calls on all of this on 94 WIP.
Got another hot and humid day on tap for us. So if you're blasting your AC in your house, you got a bunch of fans running, you've got the shades all pulled down so it's dark in your house, and it still feels like that heat is seeping into your home, then it is time to check your windows. I replaced my old drafty windows with Window Nation's energy efficient one years ago. So happy with it. And for everyone else that is feeling that heat coming into your home, now is the time because you can get 50% off all window styles plus zero interest for 5 whole years, no interest until 2030. And Window Nation can install your windows in just one day, which makes upgrading your home so much easier, even with your busy schedule. Window Nation, 45,000 five-star reviews, so you can really feel safe trusting them with your home, as I've done with mine. It is their biggest deal of the year, running now through July 31st. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Call 866-90-NATION or go to windownation.com for your free quote on energy efficient replacement windows today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.